This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. European Union foreign ministers are expected to announce sanctions Monday against the Belarusian government. The sanctions would target 78 officials and at least seven state-owned entities. EU officials said the United States and Britain are likely to follow with further sanctions of their own in the next few days. The new sanctions earmark officials suspected of involvement in the forced landing of a Ryanair plane last month. They also target those who participated in the crackdown on opposition protests in Belarus mounted since last year in August. That's when Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory in an election that was widely seen as rigged. Lithuanian officials also redoubled their accusations that Lukashenko has been weaponizing migrants and is behind a surge in Iraqi and Syrian asylum seekers crossing the border illegally into their country. Iran State TV says the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electric energy company said on a talk show that the Bushehr plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. He said that outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of the plant located in the southern port city of Bushehr. Afghanistan's former president says the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press, just weeks before the U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point. Read more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ethiopia is voting in the greatest electoral test for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as war and logistical issues mean ballots won't be cast in more than 100 constituencies of the 547 across the country. The election is the centerpiece of a reform drive by Abiy, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of authoritarian rule and led to him winning a Nobel Peace Prize. But opposition groups have accused authorities of harassment and threats of violence that echo past abuses. Abiy's Prosperity Party is widely expected to cement its hold on power in the legislative elections. Polling agencies and early official results estimate that France's traditional conservative party dominated the first round of regional elections and that Marine Le Pen's far-right party performed less well than expected. The election Sunday was marked by exceptionally low turnout and campaigning around security and economic issues. Three polling agencies projected that traditional conservative party, the Republicans, would have the most overall votes, followed by Le Pen's national rally. The Tokyo Olympics organizers have decided to allow a limited number of spectators into venues holding Olympic events. Monday's decision to cap the number of spectators to 10,000 or 50% of the venue's capacity comes just days after health experts told the government that banning all spectators was the least risky option. That's in light of a surge of new COVID-19 infections in the Japanese capital and across the country. The decision to allow spectators dovetails with authorities moving Tokyo and 8 other prefectures from a nearly 2-month-long state of emergency into quasi-emergency measures that took effect on Sunday. The looser restrictions would remain in place until July 11th, just 12 days before the start of the Olympic Games. Thunderstorms brought a much-needed cool-down to parts of Western Europe over the weekend. This as the continent swelters under its first summer heat wave. Forecasters predicted further downpours Monday, moving westward toward Poland, which has seen 5 days of unusually hot weather for early summer. Claudette has returned to tropical storm strength Monday morning as it nears the coast of the U.S.'s Carolinas. The storm produced strong winds Monday, less than 2 days after it was blamed for 13 deaths in the U.S. state of Alabama. A multi-vehicle crash killed 8 children who were riding in a van for a youth home for abused or neglected kids. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.